USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. military officials are reporting details on a Houthi rebel attack out of Yemen that targeted a commercial vessel and alerted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea Saturday. During the day, the USS Gravely and another American aircraft carrier were responding to help the Maersk Hangzhou ship. U.S. Navy aircraft were deployed and sunk several of the attacking Houthi craft. Officials say the incident marks the 23rd attack by Houthis on international shipping vessels since November 19th. Meanwhile, Hamas is reportedly nearing an agreement for a second hostage swap with Israel in the ongoing war between the two.
Qatari negotiators are indicating that Hamas has agreed in principle to a deal involving a temporary ceasefire. The proposed exchange would entail 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. While one government official views it as a positive development, another unnamed official notes that Israel is just awaiting further details for the final negotiations. I'm Skip Kelly.
On the campaign trail in the U.S., Republican White House hopeful Ron DeSantis takes a shot at former President Trump for signing the CARES Act, which sanctioned many COVID lockdowns and sent billions of dollars rushing into the pandemic-stricken economy in 2020.
Donald Trump was wrong to sign that bill. That was a mistake, and his lockdowns were a mistake.
At a town hall this weekend, DeSantis is currently polling in third place, roughly tied with Chris Christie in many GOP primary polls. Nikki Haley has risen to second place, still well behind the frontrunner, Donald Trump. President Biden is set to welcome the new year in the Caribbean as he and his family embark on their traditional holiday trip to the Virgin Islands. However, Republicans, including Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, are criticizing the vacation, framing it as inappropriate amidst the ongoing crisis at the southern border. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Four people are dead and two are injured after a house explodes in Michigan. Authorities in Washtenaw County say the explosion happened Saturday afternoon near Whitmore Lake, about 45 miles west of Detroit. The cause of the blast still unknown, but an officer said it may have been some kind of gas explosion. Preparations are wrapping up for the big New Year's Eve bash in New York. The NYPD says there have been no specific credible threats. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry outlined what attendees could expect.
We will be guiding to one of our pins. There will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages, no alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials mention officers are preparing for protesters who may be demonstrating against the Israel-Hamas war. The Bloomberg Billionaire Index's richest woman also tops another list.
Francoise Betancourt Myers, the L'Oreal heiress and richest woman in the world, has become the first woman to hold a $100 billion fortune. L'Oreal is the world's largest cosmetics company, raking in $42 billion in sales last year. I'm Corey Myers.
Netflix has discontinued over a dozen of its TV shows in the current year, including titles like even the mystery series 1899, which achieved a five-week presence on the Netflix Top 10 chart, faced cancellation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.